Alpha Container. This is Susan. May I help you?
Hi, Susan. It's Jessie. How are you doing?
Hey. Well, today is my first day back from having RSV for 3 weeks.
I heard. I've been in touch with Mike. I'm glad you're back.
Oh, my gosh. But I'm just trying to go through the stack of paperwork.
Yeah.
It's here on the desk.
Okay.
So, yes. And did he tell you that he's also was sick and that
he's
been trying to do the whole thing himself? Good news is he's hired a welder that will start a week from Monday.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So that's, hopefully he'll get work coming in, which means, well, there's the whole, he's got a bunch of work, but he's only one person.
Yeah.
So that has really hurt money-wise.
Yeah.
With me not being here for almost a month, nothing's gotten paid, so we're
Right. No, he kind of told me about everything going on, so.
We need the Google. Right now, there's, like, the water bill or the electricity that needs to be paid before we do that.
Oh, okay. So he told me that you guys were going to do it today, though.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, well, maybe he wants that before the water and the electric.
I did go ahead, Susan, too. I did, just to kind of help you out to getting signed up. I know I had told you it was the $199 with the $99 setup fee, but I'll go ahead and waive the setup fee. So it'll just be the $199.
If I could hug you, I would. Of course I wouldn't, because I'd probably give you whatever I still have.
Yeah, I mean, whatever I can do to help you guys out, you know, I I'm here to help you out and get this all started.
It's going to make me cry. Can I put you on hold for a minute?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Well, never mind. I don't know how to put you on hold, but I'm going to step out to the shop where he is.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah.
Okay, he said, yeah, go ahead and do it.
Okay, great. Okay. Perfect. So, Okay, so now, Susan, with the communication of the account and everything, like the client interview, all of that, will that be going to him or to you?
That would be going to him.
Okay, so he's going to do the client interview and everything. So basically, you're just here for, like, the payment, essentially.
Essentially, because he can explain to you, like, his business and his what he wants and all that. I don't
deal with that.
I'd rather he do that.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. That makes sense. Okay. So now, his first name, Michael, his last name, what would that be?
It's Mahoney. M-A-H-O-N-E-Y.
Okay. Gosh, you still sound like you're, kind of not feeling the greatest.
I'm
so sorry. I really do hope that you get better. I mean, I was telling, Mike, at least it wasn't COVID, that is always, it's like COVID can just be so difficult to get through. So, you'll get through this, but at least it's not that. So I guess there's a silver lining, right?
Right. And I am feeling much better, believe it or not.
Okay.
I mean, I was in the bed for days.
Yeah.
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 You know, it says it's hard on the newborns and the elderly. Well, I'm the elderly, I guess.
Oh. Yeah.
Soon to be 70, so.
Okay.
I guess I'm all right in there.
Oh, well, if you don't mind me asking, are you vaccinated for?
Oh, yeah. I'm, I have all the boosters.
Okay, okay.
My flu shot, my shingle shot.
Okay.
My pneumonia shots.
Good.
I think I would get sick.
Yeah. It's probably a lot better on you though, because I hate that like this the vaccine has become such a political thing, you know, when it's just really like there to help people. Like my grandma, I lost her to COVID, so that's the only reason you're just such a sweet lady. I want to make sure that you're safe. And, and she was just really, really against the vaccine. You know, it was just something that it really kind of that political spectrum kind of morphed people's ideas, you know, especially I find like with elderly people, you know, like it, they just can get so warped into that when it's just really there to help. So I'm sorry. I'm not trying to like lay a bunch on you. I just, again, Susan, I really like you. So I just want to make sure you're safe.
I think I am. I'm pretty well covered with all that stuff. So.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah. Thank you for your concern.
Yeah, definitely. So now, Susan, I'm just going to get some very basics about the company, nothing too extensive.
Sure.
Now, what are his hours of operation? Like, when do you think he'll wanting to kind of take phone calls?
He starts at, someone's in the shop at 8, but he has to take his son to school and usually he gets here himself at 8:30. And then
okay.
They're here till 5 or 5:30.
Okay, so like 8 to 5.
Yeah.
Do you want to put Monday through Friday, Monday through Sunday?
They work several Saturdays. So,
okay.
Basically Monday through Friday.
Okay, well, why don't we just put Monday through Friday and then we can buy appointment? How about that?
Oh, okay, that sounds good.
Okay. Now, he does have licensing and insurance, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And I'm not sure, does he, I'm not sure if you would know this, but does he have a logo for the company?
Yes, he does.
Okay, okay, because we can create one if he didn't have one, but he does have one, right?
Yeah, he does.
Okay.
And he, like, has it on his truck and on his checks and all that.
Okay, okay, great. Now, let's see here. So, and then, one second. So, the address for the, hold on, their phone number is coming up right now.
Aww.
One second. Hold on. Okay. Sorry about this.
That's okay.
My system, because I have this phone number under it, and so it comes up as two different things. Hold on one second.
Okay.
So the address for the company, though, it's going to be the 1212 Tracy Avenue, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Sorry.
All right. And that's going to be the same as the billing, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, okay. And then, did you know, does he have a Facebook business profile at all, or does he, would he want us to create one?
He did have one, but his ex-wife, or soon-to-be ex-wife, shut it down.
Okay.
So, he doesn't really, he has, like, his personal Facebook, but
okay.
I don't think, or a business Facebook.
Okay. That's totally fine. So, and the big thing with all of this is getting his, you know, mostly just getting his Google business profile reinstated, right?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay.
Because she shut that down, too.
Yeah, he had told me that she put, like, some lewd photos on there or something, mm-hmm. right? It's been a minute, but that basically that's why it got shut down, which is just so crazy. It's like, you know, I think I already told you this, but it's like one thing to hurt somebody personally, but like to hurt their business like that, it just, I don't know, it doesn't make any sense to me. But you know, people hurt people, right? So it's I guess essentially what that is.
And she, we tried, he had somebody help try to get it back up, an IT guy, got it back up, and she shut it right back down again.
Oh.
We were kind of worried that what's going to stop
that'll happen
doing it again.
I mean, does he have, like, some type of restraining order or something against her? Like,
he did, but it's long gone. And, like, he's trying to get the divorce, but she kept, the last time they were supposed to be in court last month, she said she was out of town. And then, they were supposed to go yesterday. Well, she didn't show up. I think
yeah.
She's moved to Florida with her daughter. But
okay.
They've extended it to the end of February. It's like, oh,
okay.
My God. You know, if you don't show up, it seems like they just go ahead without you. But,
yeah, yeah. It is... well, I mean, I know there, it's like a process. I think you can do something like through, I'm not exactly sure for your state. Actually, I'm sure it would be more specific to the state you're in and what the laws are there. But I know there's a way to do it, here at least without, like, the person there. You have to, like, do it through the mail, or I'm sorry, the newspaper, and, like, call that person out. Basically, for so many, like, weeks or months, and then once they don't respond to it, then you can, you know, move forward with it. I don't know. That's, I have a friend that kind of went through that process. But it definitely takes some time. I mean, hopefully she'll just come around and, you know, do it. But she just, I mean, not to be too frank, but she just doesn't sound like the most stable person. So, you know.
She's not, and I'm real leery. She's from Russia, and I think it was a whirlwind. Oh, I'm not, no, that, I'm just gossiping. Never mind.
Yeah. No, no. Don't worry. Anything that's said between us, Susan, I won't say anything. I promise. What happens between us stays between us. So, but, you know, hopefully, you know, I just hope that he can get that all worked out, because it definitely sounds, you know, frustrating to deal with. So.
Oh, yeah. Doing so good, but
okay,
we'll get
hold on in. So I'm just checking on something real quick. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
So okay, so and let's see, hold on 1 second. So now, and you did say for billing it would be the same address, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So. Okay. Let me check something here. Okay. So. Gosh, I'm just, like, so glad that we can definitely start getting this up and running, though. He did tell me that your husband, I believe, was in the hospital, correct?
Yes, right, yeah. He was, I woke up one night, and he's sitting on the side of the bed, and usually he'll, like, get up and go to the bathroom and come and sit on the side of the bed and drink a little water and then get back in bed. And I said,
yeah.
Are you okay? And he goes, no, I've got this chest pain. I said, oh, gosh. And because he has extensive heart history. So, and I said, well, we need to go to the ER. No, let me see if it goes away. I said, now, what would you do if it was me sitting on the side of the bed saying I have chest pain? So we ended up at the hospital, and he ended up having a heart cath, so...
Oh, okay.
Better.
Okay.
So it's been one crazy month or so.
Okay. Sorry, I'm just inputting information here. 1 second, bear with me, Susan.
Sure. And had you tried to call a couple times?
Today?
Uh-huh.
I did, yeah. The first time it, like, just didn't go through. But I did call a couple other times. Because I talked to him this morning, and he had said that you would have been in an hour, so hopefully I wasn't bothering you guys.
No, I was just wondering, because it came across as unavailable. And
okay.
Usually when it's unavailable, I don't answer it, but since you called right back, or it seemed shortly that you called back, then I thought, well, maybe I better answer that. Because we get a lot of scam calls.
Yeah. So it's always best. I just always tell people to save our number and their phone. So is it coming up as an 877 number, or it just says unavailable?
It came up. I can't remember what the number was, but it just said unavailable. So it's an 877 number. I'll try to remember that.
Yes. So if you have a pen and paper, do you have one?
I do. Okay.
So the number is 877-635-6225.
6225. Okay. Okay. I got that.
Okay. So sorry again for the delay. I'm just getting everything in. So now, as far though as pricing goes, for the billing, is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
It's a Visa.
Okay. So Susan, I am ready for that card number whenever you are.
Okay. It's 4802-0981.
Okay.
5737.
Uh-huh.
0863.
Okay, let me just repeat that back to you. So it's 4802-0981-5737-0863, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and then the expiration?
Is 927.
Okay, and then the three-digit code on the back?
849.
Okay. So what I'm doing now is I'm updating and processing the payment for the $199. Susan, I'm going to read what's called a voice verification. This is just because I have you on a discounted pricing program that's not normally advertised. So as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything that you don't understand or need me to clarify, just let me know and I'll go ahead and rephrase the question, okay? So it's welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Alpha Container Manufacturing, LLC.
Okay. Please state your name and title within the business.
Susan Morlier, M-O-R-L-I-E-R.
And you're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of this business, correct?
Correct.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so now, Susan, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you or Mike are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what this means is we will never call you asking for more money. If any other marketing company calls you, just simply let them know that you're working with us already. So now at this time, I'm going to set up a security question with you. So if you could just let Mike know whatever this is. When calling, if he ever has any doubts about who might be calling, just answer one of these questions. So it would be mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Maiden name.
Okay, so So what would that be?
Moritz, M-O-R-I-T-Z.
Okay.
I don't even know if he knows that.
your maiden name?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow, really? Okay, well,
yeah.
I guess that's...
I don't know if it's
So just let him know that so that if he ever has any doubts, because the phone calls will be going to his phone number, so if he ever has any doubts about who's calling, just to answer that question. So,
okay.
Now, do you agree to be...
Oh. Can I change that then?
I already put it in.
Okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So now, do you, Susan, or, you know, if you could for Mike, just let him know, does he agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us within a 24-hour period?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring us as your guys' certified marketing representative, if he does any other online marketing during the term of being with us, just let us know. So,
okay.
So now, Susan, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of December 9th, 2022, and the non-refundable amount of $199. Now, this will be a recurring payment. When the term is completed, it will automatically renew on the 9th of the month in the amount of $199. Now, Susan, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. You need to contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. So do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so he's not there with you, is he?
No, he just left to go get something.
Okay, so I just need him to sign something. It was texted to his phone number. It's just the terms. What just has everything that we discussed in writing. Did he say maybe how long he might be?
He's just running, he's less than an hour.
Okay. I guess I could just call him directly and, you know, ask if he could sign that. It's just really quick. But so other than that, everything is set up. I get, you know, obviously I can't send things to this because it's a landline, but at least I'll go ahead and send him a video of exactly how his reporting dashboard will work, so he kind of gets an idea of that. He'll receive that within 5 to 7 business days.
Can you send that to his Google, his, his email that he has through Google?
Yeah, so I do have, the email is michael@alphacontainermfg.com, right?
Yes.
Okay,
that
so.
That would be awesome, and I can print it out, because I can get that, and then I can print it out, and we'll have that information.
So, for the client interview, though, I'm going to be doing the client interview, with him, though, right? That I need to set up. So, I'll just give him a call and set up the client interview and have him sign the terms.
Okay.
But other than that, with you, Susan, everything is set up. It's all paid for. So, and I read the voice verification, so I can just finish the rest of it with him. It's been a pleasure talking to you. I'm definitely excited to get this all set up for you. It seems like it's been such a burden. So I definitely am happy that we can, go ahead and take care of this for him. So,
me too. I hope it helps.
Yeah. Well, we're here for you. So,
okay.
So let me go ahead and give him a call and again, it was so nice talking to you. Okay, Susan?
Nice to talk to you and have an awesome weekend.
You too. Okay.
Bye.
All
right. Bye.